Good morning, good morning, October the 15th, 2019. It is a Tuesday, and listen, a little bit of Chet Baker this morning, having some coffee, reflecting on the happenings of yesterday a little bit while reading and trying to get motivated to, or not trying to get motivated. I'm very motivated with everything I have to do today because I am really behind on what I need to be doing to be able to shoot in November. So yesterday I watched The Joker, which was a really great movie, also really disturbing at the same time with the political climate that we're in, with people like feeling they are not connected to the world and using violence in order to feel noticed. So I was, you know, the performance was mesmerizing, and the movie itself is, you know, it's a cautionary tale, but then it's like also like it also felt like it was a manuscript for people that are probably, you know, not doing well in their head and have done crazy chaotic things with using violence in order to protect, I mean, what I can imagine is protect themselves within the political climate that we're in and all that stuff. You know, I'm not gonna get too political on this whole thing, but I think the movie was great, but also think it's a little dangerous. And also, and, you know, and movies can be that way. Movies can be great and dangerous. Movies can give people, movies can change people's lives, you know? So in my world, and I watched it alone, you know, and I probably would have never even thought, would have been thinking like that if I'm not doing the work that I'm doing right now mentally and just taking a good look at what's going on around me and how I feel and how I'm dealing with stuff. And it was really eerie at times because songs would play in the movie that are songs that I listen to all the time, like Send in the Clowns, Sinatra singing it, and That's Life, that I do at every karaoke thing, and I'm like, oh no. So I think it's worth watching. I really do. I really think it's worth watching. So this morning I was thinking about what adjustments need to be made in my life. And I don't have a list of them right now, but I'm also offering you this idea. If you yourself have a goal that you need to figure out or that you're headed towards, what adjustments need to be made? What moves do you need to make? It could be the city that you're living in. It could be where you live. It could be the relationship you're in. It could be, you know, the communication you have with your parents, the people around you, your friends. What adjustments need to be made so that to help you move forward? And also, what's important? I think that I lose that a lot. I always, you know, I find myself with my ego coming into me being like, I am the most important. I am number one. I got to make sure that I'm maintaining my world in the manner in which it needs to be held. But they're also, you know, you got to find out what's important outside of you that can keep you going. And for a long time, man, I would fool myself into thinking like, oh, this is for my kids, this is for my family, this is for them, this is legacy and all that. But it was really like me trying to connect with the world and not feeling like I was disconnected in a way, you know? Me trying to connect, create a shoot so that, man, there's people around. Here we go. Like, creating a bond around me. The bond was more satisfying than the actual work. And then you do. And then when you're done shooting everything, it's like, oh, here I am alone again in this universe, which you're not alone in this universe, man. You're not alone. It's another cliche too. Like, the love that you really need, the love that'll make you feel yet your most 100 is really inside of you. And that's the funny thing, because I always go back to that when the teaching that I learned as a kid, when someone asked Jesus, like, where's heaven? And he's like, it's not above you or below you, it's within you. And I think if I'm interpreting that parable or whatever, you know, really finding out and truly loving yourself and maintaining integrity with yourself and doing the things when you need to be doing when nobody's around, you know? Les Brown says it really great. I know I've shared it before. He goes, what is it that you do when nobody's looking that if they knew what you did, they would want to be hanging around you, you know? What is it? What are those things? What are those things you do that may be the energy blocker that's stopping you from being around the people you need to be around, from getting the job you need to be getting? You know, it's really interesting within the hip hop world that I'm learning more and more about, with a lot of mental, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, mental awareness, mental health awareness, and how a lot of the older rappers are now admitting to, you know, the self-medicating a lot due to the fact that they dealt with so much anxiety. There's one guy, his name is Wale, and he would say, man, he couldn't turn off his mind when he had to go to a party and be around people, because he would think somebody would like, it could be something as easily as somebody said, hey, don't you remember me? And he didn't remember them. And then in his world, he'd create a story of like, oh man, he, you know, that dude's so rude, you know, fuck him. He'd go off in his head in that way. And I found myself for years, that's what I would do. The way how visual I see everything is like, you know, the images, the pictures and everything, the way I see it, the way I see somebody having a conversation behind me. And I remember once in college, I forgot this story. I remember right now, just people were talking. I was like, what happened? What's going on? And then this person was like, man, we're not even talking about you. Like, it had nothing to do with you. And I was like, oh man. And now looking back, that mentality also like kept me away from people at times, because I didn't want to think that way. And even going out socially, like I'd always like to, you know, it's got to get a little buzz when I'm around anybody, because I just can't maintain, because I hear everybody talking all at one time sometimes. You know, it's great that I'm aware of it right now, and I'm also putting it out there, and I'm hearing stories of people that are also dealing with it, and what, you know, understanding practices and stuff that can come into play. Breathing exercises you can do with anxiety. Exercise is super important, you know. Not drinking too much is super important. Not doing drugs is super important. You know, if you're doing drugs, please stop. I'm not calling weed a drug, but if you're doing anything that's like, that could possibly kill you, especially out here, like people doing lines and there's fentanyl and all this stuff, and, you know, people die. People have been dying. So if you know or know anybody that's doing that, just please tell them to stop, man. And this was not a drug PSA. I didn't start out that way, because I think I'm just, let's get back to the track I was on, but maintain a level of integrity. What's important to you? Write that stuff down so you can maintain a level of integrity with yourself, and look for ways to win. Look for ways to constantly win at what you're doing. Like, I had goals before I shoot, and no, I had this goal that I wanted just like to look slimmer, look better, not like stop, like just maintain a healthy diet. And I find myself on these weekends, man, just eating whatever I want, and I'm not holding that integrity with myself, even though I'm working out as hard as I can. And the weekend comes, oh man, let's just go through that drive through, you know? Oh yeah, let's just have a little more, a couple more drinks than we need to. Let's just do this, and it's just like, that's not helping me for the past two weeks that we've been in now. And I got, you know, and I wanted to look great for this festival that we're going, man, because I want to, you know, I want people to see my work, and I want people to see me. I want people to see somebody sharp, and I want to be sharp mentally. So I'm going to look for ways to win in that, look for ways to maintain that. Even yesterday, I did a practice that I'd never done. I fasted yesterday until 5 o'clock, right? And it was really difficult for me, because I'm really on the regimen of like, I eat this thing and then I eat this much and then I have a snack and then boom. And then it's like, I'm not eating anything until 5 o'clock as a mental test. And it's a great test. I think fasting is really, really good. It's really good. It whatever your spiritual practice is. I mean, I know in the Christian world, people fast and they pray. Even in the Muslim world, that's kind of a, that's in Ramadan, they don't eat until the sun comes down for 40 days. And I mean, that's a real practice. That's a real, it's a real spiritual soul practice. And I was doing it and I was like, man, I'm just trying to look for some truth in my life so that I can keep maintaining and pushing forward. So today's day two, getting back in the mood of this. It's very, you know, I'm looking at myself right now. I'm looking out the window and recording and looking at a photo of Chet Baker because I'm playing his music. And it's like, all right, here we go. So let's get these goals going. My goal, you know, I want to create an even more healthier lifestyle. I want to, you know, maintain integrity and love for myself within these next 30 days. I want to be able to give. I want to be able to help people. I want to be able to be of service. And hopefully I'm being of service to you right now. So I want you to have a great Tuesday. Great, great Tuesday. And be healthy. I got to look up at the note right there. Be healthy. You know, align yourself with what you need to align yourself with within the universe. Read more. Be helpful. And love yourself and love all those around you because you know they need it. You know you need love. They need love too. So get at it. Get at it. And if anybody wants to share, I've had some people reach out to me on this podcast and send messages through it. If you got goals, you got questions or anything, if you have a question for me, feel free just to holler at your boy. All right? Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.